Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
I have two very quick entries to read out today because they go hand in hand.
Double shot.
Double shot of Gabby's Diary today. So we're going back to Tuesday, the 12th of the 3rd, 2002. I'm in year 8. And there's a guy called Pete that catches my bus.
Okay.
Dear Diary, I really like Pete and I'm so excited because on Friday when I wasn't on the bus, Chloe asked him if he had a girlfriend and he said no. And then they asked him who out of our group he would go out with. And he said, me! I can't believe it. Oh, I'm so excited. He must know I like him or he thinks he knows or he is just really confident. All good signs. Anyway, I gotta go. I'm watching She's All That. Bye. Fast forward.
Right. I'm gonna go. Watching She's All That.
Fast forward 2 days
yep.
to Thursday, the 14th of the 3rd, 2002. Dear Diary. Guess what? I'm going out with Pete. After I found out he liked me, I told Kat and so she set us up and he's so sweet. Yesterday, I was just away for a couple of seconds at the interchange and everyone's trying to give him advice. And when I got back, I was like, don't listen to them. And he goes, okay, I'll trust you then. And today, he gave me a really sweet poem. Every time I read it, I get butterflies in my tummy. Oh, I'm so in love.
You still have that poem.
I do have that poem, actually.
Oh, God.
It's just from the internet. He didn't write it. I Googled it. But still, I got butterflies.
How did you know that at the time?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, it was still right. Nice. Like, it's a thought that counts.
Cliffo, he printed it out
actually,
and gave it to me. So it's sweet.
But then I've got Better Go, and then it's one of those, you know, I love, you know, the symbols that you used to write on all your school books. I love PN forever.
Oh, well, that panned out really well.
Yeah, but
forever's a very, very short time.
Forever for a couple of months.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Taking on the Raiders this Saturday is our Cowboys. And joining us to talk about the game is Kyle Felt and Tamara Martin. How are you guys going? I say our Cowboys, but it is against the Raiders. And you boys know that the Raiders are my number one, right?
Really? You're such a flake.
Oh, you didn't realise that. Ooh,
this girl, she didn't go to the footy because she didn't want to get wet on Saturday just gone. So she went to the Aussie Hotel and watched it and proudly wears her Cowboys Women's League jersey or whatever.
Yeah.
All that's dead and gone this weekend. She's going to wear the green.
Well,
green machine.
I'm nothing if not loyal. And Canberra is my hometown. So obviously I'm going to go for Canberra. But if you don't play Canberra, I'm all for Cowboys. So I don't know if you want to give me any secrets for what's happening this weekend.
I reckon just wake up and put on a Cowboys shirt. That's probably the best option for you.
So you reckon you're going to win then?
Who did you guys grow up supporting?
Yeah.
I grew up supporting Canberra.
No way! See?
Yeah, really?
See? I'm not the only one.
So you're a flake as well.
Yeah, when I was young, I always used to love Canberra.
Where's your loyalty, man?
I'm with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah. See, I grew up a Knights supporter. I was a hardcore Knights supporter, and I still have friends back at home because I grew up only 90 minutes away from Newcastle.
Yeah.
I still have friends who are just, like, dirty at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've lived up here for, like, 10 years. Give me a break. Who did you grow up supporting, Tamari?
I wasn't really watched much rugby union. Oh, rugby league, sorry.
Yeah, right.
Rugby union, yeah.
You were union.
Who'd you go for in the union?
The Crusaders.
Okay.
I know
Daniel Carter.
Gabby's got a
the Christchurch team.
Oh, yeah, right. Gotcha. I know the Brumbies, that's all I got.
I totally thought you were gonna pretend like you knew.
Yeah, for sure.
Felty, you haven't played a game yet this season, like so bad. You injured your groin in training before the season even kicked off, which I know you'd just be spewing about that. But I wanna know, have you been able to ride your Harley? Because I'd imagine the vibrations wouldn't be good your legs right now.
Yeah, good I've been boy. Riding it. It's just got some new handlebars on it too, so I've been cruising around on that. I got told the bigger the bars, the badder the bikey, so I've got some pretty big bars.
Oh, you got fat boys.
Yeah, I've got some really high bars. Me and Tamara got the same bars, so he's got a Harley as well, which is good.
Yeah,
got
so you guys go out riding.
He's going to start a club, I think. Hey,
there's a few boys that got bikes
yeah,
now.
It's good. Yeah, it's something to do on a day off instead of just sitting at home. So yeah. It's always
is it
be
tough
careful.
Being on the sideline at the moment with the injury and watching the boys out on the field?
Yeah, especially when you have to go to the game and watch it. It's you'd rather be out there with the team and
yeah.
and sitting on the sideline in the way that. Things have been the last 2 weeks is really tough as well, so you want to be out there trying to help the team and help your mates, so it's pretty crap. You're
just like, damn you, groin.
Yeah, but he's like, it's all right, because they're against the Raiders this week. He's a bit torn, so he'll just be sitting on the sideline not knowing which bench to sit on.
Yeah, that's right.
Gabby he hates me so much right now.
The flakes of Townsville. And what about you, Tamari? Like, how's it been? Like, because obviously it's been a tough couple of weeks for the Cowboys. Have you guys just gotten into the sheds and has coach just given you guys a shellacking?
Well, after the weekend's second half performance, I don't think we were very happy with how we played. Obviously, the first half, we went into the sheds happy with our D.
Yeah.
You know, we only let that one try in with the offload, but as soon as that second half sort of happened, I let that ball sort of thought it was going to go dead, and they got a try and then just got another try and another try and another try, and it sort of...
How do you move on from that moving into the next game? Because you're obviously still kicking yourself over that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you just forget it and...
Just training. Try and train
hard. Comes around, you start fresh for a new week. Yeah. That's what it is. It's rugby league.
Try and forget it and learn from it, but... Yeah, just train as hard as you can, and that's sort of what Greeny's sort of given us. You know, train harder, and not make up any excuses, and worry about next week and trying to beat Canberra.
Yeah, don't assume the ball is dead.
Yeah. It's so crazy. You guys work a job where literally you are under the spotlight like every single second. Yeah. You know, so. Yeah, I feel for you guys.
Well,
anyway.
We know Cliffo's been stuffing up all week with his baby brain, so he knows how tough it is just to forget about it and move forward.
You're right. I'm like a cowboy.
You are.
Seriously.
You're doing well.
There's so many parallels between what they do and what I do, and thank you for drawing the line
between them.
Anyway, we absolutely love you guys. Please, if for nothing else, give the Raiders a shellacking just so we don't hear from Gabby incessantly next week.
Yeah.
But anyway, the game is happening. It's another early one. 4:30 kickoff?
Yeah. Saturday, yeah.
4:30 Saturday. So get your tickets now. Tamari, Martin, Kyle, Felt, you guys are legends. Thank you so much for your time, boys.
Thank you. For having us.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1. This is Cliffo's Paternity Prep Week. On Hit 103.1.
We're getting Cliffo ready for baby number 2 coming next week. And we've put you through your paces so far. For task number 1, you had to wear a pregnancy belly for 24 hours. So it was quite painful. But even more painful were the contractions we put you through at task number 2. So you've been pregnant, you've gone into labour. So then last night you had a baby.
You've really done this in chronological order.
Of course I have.
Very smart.
There's a method to my madness.
Yeah, apparently.
But you did have a simulation baby overnight where it cries. You've got to rock it back to sleep. And it cries every 8 minutes, actually. It's pretty full on.
Oh, it's incredible. Mm. Thanks to St. Margaret Mary's in Pimlico for the loan of little baby Leslie.
Are you saying thanks or...
being polite.
I'm saying thanks. Yeah. You're probably saying I hate you guys.
And it didn't start too bad, to be honest. I embraced the challenge yesterday.
Yeah.
The whole looking after the crying baby for 24 hours or whatever. But it actually pissed off, I think, my co-workers and you in particular.
Oh, it was so annoying.
To start with.
We're in the middle of meetings.
Well, that's what I've got. Listen. In a meeting with baby Leslie. Sorry, everyone.
Baby up.
You made this bed, now you sleep in it.
Unplug it.
I hear that at the end, so I was like, just unplug it. Well, I love that. Thanks for the support, by the way. You set up the challenge, then throw me under the bus.
Well, it's meant to be your challenge. I don't want to have to deal with it. I'm not having a baby.
The sad thing is, too, though, like, you were giving me a hard time here, and that continued when I got home.
Is this what you want to be hearing a couple of days before you go in? For baby number 2?
No, I'm going to have to deal with this next week.
Really, this is a challenge for both of us. Gabby really threw you under the bus for this one, too.
No, she sure did.
What do you think, Tel?
He likes my belly button.
Is he very loud?
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to put
him on my belly button.
Belly buttons were funny yesterday afternoon.
And maybe she thought she could have a baby belly like you had on Monday. She put the baby on her belly.
Yeah, well, that's not coming for a very, very long time.
Nope, not happening, little girl.
Let me tell you that. But the thing is, though, I think it's more like she's really getting into the whole idea of being a big sister.
Yeah, well, that's cute. I think well, she's this is good prep for loving, her, too.
Yeah, well, check out what she did next. This is my 5-year-old daughter, Matilda.
My daughter's found a way to calm the baby down.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
It was all pretty sweet. It was all gravy in the afternoon. We were having a bit of fun. It was a bit of the novelty. Then nighttime rolled around.
How'd that go?
Papa needs his sleep. So I decided to practice a little technique known as controlled crying.
You did not.
Now, have you heard of controlled crying
before? I have. It's where the baby cries themselves to sleep.
So that was my theory because, you know, every 8 minutes or so, little baby Leslie, as we've nicknamed him, he was having a cry or whatever. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to let him go and see what happens. So I did that about 10 o'clock. I pushed through till about 10 o'clock. Next minute, my alarm was going off for work.
And he hadn't woken up at all.
But I thought I better go and see how he's going, okay?
It's a little bit after 3 a.m. Thought, better go and check on little baby Leslie, as we've nicknamed him, see how the controlled crying experiment went. Can't hear any crying.
Where did you have him?
Front office?
Yeah. I spoke too soon. He's not happy.
So, I kid you not, the house was quiet as a mouse, like nothing, no one was stirring. And I get to the front office where he is. I literally turn the light on. That was enough.
Wow, to set him
to
off.
To set him off!
Well, you woke him up. He wasn't ready.
And it wasn't even the light inside the front office. Mm. It was the light in the little hallway thing in front of that.
Well, it sounds like you had a lot of fun with him last night, but guess what? It's up to task number 4. And do you know what that entails? You probably don't. No. So...
No, I think I do.
Do you? Well, I am holding another simulation baby on my lap right now.
See,
I'm setting her up
predictable.
For you.
Wow.
I am predictable. So, no, but task number 3 was about getting ready for the baby and getting ready to wake up at all hours to feed and calm baby down. But to have 2 babies, this is going to teach you to multitask because you've got two, you're going to have 2 children as of next week and you need to be a gun at multitasking.
Yep.
So now we're setting up baby number 2.
Oh, wow.
Same kind of cry.
Yep.
And you're going to have to look after both of them for 24 hours.
Happy to take on the task. Happy to report back tomorrow. You want to know how I knew it was coming?
How?
Because we have hyperactive staff that I catch playing with everything. I caught them playing with both babies the other day.
Oh, they ruin everything for me.
But the report on baby number 2, living with 2 baby simulators in the morning at here.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I've been doing the rounds, going to all the open homes to find myself a new little house for
myself.
Yeah, in work
time yesterday too, that's been noted.
It was not. It was during my breakfast break.
Is it 9:15 a.m.?
That is my breakfast break. What were you doing at 9:15 a.m?
Eating
breakfast.
Eating your bagel.
Exactly.
All right, hey, just know I'm watching, okay?
Yeah, right.
You're on warning.
Right, set your timer. I'm here at work. I've checked
Keeping you on a short leash.
But I have been out and about looking at different homes. There's always something that, you know, kind of doesn't fit in with you, like whether it's the PowerPoints aren't quite next to the bed or, you know, there's always something. But this particular house shocked me because nothing's ever perfect. But I walked in and I was looking around. I'm like, this is amazing. It was a brand new house on a battle axe block. So they just divided it and built it and it was gorgeous. Mm. It was in Pimlico and I was looking around and it was just everything I wanted. The storage was amazing. There was a walk-in wardrobe for all of my clothes and Neb's, I guess, but mainly mine.
Yeah, mainly yours. And we're not looking for houses for Neb.
No, we're not.
Gabby's
That's why
house
he's not even coming.
And Neb is just lucky enough to live there.
Exactly. But it was just stunning. It was really nice. And then it got to the end of the inspection and I just went, hold on a minute, where's the laundry?
Oh, okay.
And the real estate agent was like, oh, come around here, I'll show you. And I was expecting one of those laundry nooks because, you know, in little houses, they've normally got a nook, not an entire laundry. Mm. And I was looking around. I couldn't find the nook. And she took me all the way through the house to the back door, took me outside, took me around the corner. I'm like, well, this is weird to have an outdoor laundry in a brand new home.
Like you have to venture to Narnia.
Yeah.
To wash your clothes.
Exactly. So out onto the patio, around the corner, and then she opens up like a roller door, like a carport roller door, but just a single one, and there's the nook.
Okay, right.
So it's behind the kitchen on the outside.
It's kind of like they forgot.
Exactly.
It's like they designed a whole house.
And then they went, what's missing? And that's what my dad said too, because my dad designs houses. And he was like, oh, they've totally forgotten. And they had to put it somewhere where the plumbing already existed. And that's why they've put the nook on the outside of the kitchen where the plumbing is. And that kind of makes sense. And, you know, while it would be very convenient because the clothesline is directly next to it, so you just take it out of the machine straight onto the line. Yeah. Don't particularly want an outdoor laundry. It was just a really odd design fault.
I lived in a house once, smaller scale to the, like a problem, but a smaller scale to this problem, like forgetting the whole laundry. Craziness.
Yeah, forgetting the laundry is a big one.
The house was an old Queenslander, Gabs, and for some reason, you know, there'd been extension after extension, like there often is with Queenslanders.
Yeah.
And some of the doors opened out, and two of the bedroom doors that were on like a corner to each other, they could actually open outwards and they would lock into each other.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So the doors would actually get tangled. So you'd have to make sure, like you'd always have to open your door slowly to make sure the other person's doors
weren't going to
otherwise you'd
entangle,
hit it.
Yeah.
You could actually use the handle and catch the other door.
And you could never shut them again.
Yeah, well, yeah. They're probably open right now somewhere.
They can never close.
That's right.
13, 12, 16. What design fault is in your house? House design fails. It could be absolutely anything. And it's normally those things that you don't notice until you go to use like a cupboard or a drawer and you're like, well, this doesn't work.
Yeah, hold on. They weren't thinking that through.
They weren't thinking about this when they designed it.
Yeah. Can you not open the cutlery drawer and have the pantry drawer open at the same time for some reason? It's just this weird design fault.
Cutlery drawer and dishwasher would be the worst. Because how do you put the cutlery away from the dishwasher if you can't open both?
13, 12, 16. Do you live in a house that is otherwise like a perfectly good house, great house, love living in your house, whatever, but there's just this design fail where you went, yep, could have done better than that.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
What were you thinking?
You don't need a degree to do better than that. 13, 12, 16. Tim's here. What's your house design fail, Tim? What are you living with?
So I guess this is for the ladies. Like it's a vanity mirror. Mm-hmm. So it's designed to have, like, fill in your medicine cabinet and everything. And so it's probably sitting, like, half a foot from the wall in terms of, like, and a metre round. So you can envisage there's a fair bit of storage in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, push the button and there's nothing there. You can't open it. It's sealed. Like, they've, like, sealed around it.
They sealed the cupboard doors.
They sealed the cupboard doors.
That is hilarious.
They're decorative doors.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Lisa, what was your design fail?
I designed the perfect kitchen, but while I was out, my ex-husband and the plumber decided to put the dishwasher on the wrong side of the sink, meaning that you actually had to unpack the whole dishwasher and then pull out the drawers and put them in because they'd actually put the dishwasher right next to all the drawers.
That's what I was talking about. You can't open, like,
kidding.
Your drawer, like, your cutlery and stuff and put it straight away. That is so annoying. Is... But also, your ex-husband, what an idiot.
Yeah, no wonder you left him. Caitlin, what's your design fail?
So every single bedroom in my house has a box aircon, and they've got teeny tiny electrical cords on them, so we've all had to put extension leads on every one to reach the PowerPoint.
Oh, you...
So annoying. That is PowerPoints in the wrong spots are an irk of mine.
Like houses, for example, where in the master bedroom you'll have one PowerPoint in the middle of where the bedhead goes.
And that's it.
When clearly it's a bedroom for two people.
Yeah, and you've got two chargers. I've got my clock, I've got my lamp, I've got my TV.
Go to Bunnings, $3.99 for an extra PowerPoint. Just make it happen.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.